愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的，为叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们所行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这个第十节说我们是神的工作。
The verse states that we are God's workmanship.
在第二章里面，在比较还没有信神以前跟信神以后有什么差别。
Chapter 2 of Ephesians compares the difference between a person before he believed in God and after he believed in God.
那这个差别是神在耶稣基督里面造成的。
And the reason for this difference is that God worked in this person.
那这个差别就是恩典。
And this difference is God's grace.
那这个差别就是为什么我们要信耶稣的原因。
And this is also the reason why we should believe in God.
那我们现在来现在看第二章。
Now let us look at chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
It says that as you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
然而神既然有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们基督一同活过来。
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
这个地方说，我们还没有信主以前，我们是死在过犯中。
It tells us that before we believed in Christ, we lived in the death of trespasses.
我们会觉得说，没有，我没有信耶稣，我还是活着啊。
We may think to ourselves, even before we believe in Christ, we still lived.
原来生命圣经里面对这个活提到有两个层面。
But according to the Bible, there is two layers of meaning with regard to the word alive.
一个是肉体活着。
The first meaning refers to the physical life.
这个就是没有信跟有信的人都一样，我们肉体都活着，会呼吸。
Regardless of whether you are a believer or not, you are alive because you breathe.
但是还没有信以前，因为每个人都有罪，所以灵里面是死的。
But because before a person believes in God, because of sin, spiritually speaking, he is dead.
什么叫做灵里面是死？
What does it mean to be spiritually dead?
就是我们跟神的关系是切断的。
It means that there is a separation between us and the life of God.
所以我们没有属灵的生命。
In this way, we do not have a spiritual life.
所以在灵里面我们是死人。
And in the spirit, we are dead men.
因此没有信主以前，我们是肉体活着，灵性是死的。
Before we believe in Christ, we may live in our physical body, but spiritually speaking, we're dead.
那既然我们信耶稣之后就叫我们从死里复活。
But now that we have believed in Christ, we will resurrect into life.
就是在洗礼的时候。
During the time of baptism.
洗礼的时候，我们低头，就是与主死的形状联合。
During baptism, we bow our head to be in the likeness of Jesus' death.
然后我们全身入浸，就是跟主耶稣埋葬。
And we are immersed in water, which likens Christ being buried.
然后从水里面上来，就是与主耶稣同复活。
And after we come up from the water, it represents how we resurrect with Christ.
也就是我们跟神的关系建立起来。
And through this, we build a relationship with Christ.
我们重新得到属灵的生命。
And once again, we gain a spiritual life.
所以不只是我们肉体活着，我们灵性也是活着。
And in this way, we not only live in our living physically speaking, we're also spiritually alive.
那这个从死变成活的，这个是神在耶稣基督的救恩里面做成的。
And the process of becoming alive from death is fulfilled through Christ Jesus.
那如果我们这样了解，我们就知道信跟不信就是生跟死的差别，非常的大。
And if we understand this, we can understand the difference between belief and unbelief is the same difference as life and death.
这是第一个差别。
And this is the first difference.
第二个。
Second.
那我们再看第二章，以利弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。第三节
Verse 3.
我们从前也在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体跟心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，跟别人一样。
Verse 2. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Verse 3. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
这个地方在告诉我们，我们还没有信耶稣以前。
This passage tells us that before we believed in Christ,
这里有一个说顺从空中掌权者的首领。
We were under the power of the prince of the power of the air.
可见说在看不见的灵界里面有一个力量，它是当头的，它在控制我们。
In other words, in the spiritual realm, there is a leader who controls us.
那下面一句说，在现今在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
And this is the spirit who works in the sons of disobedience.
什么是悖逆之子？
Who are the sons of disobedience?
就是不愿意听从福音，不愿意来相信归入主耶稣的名下。
They're the ones who refuse to listen to the gospel and who refuse to come under the name of Jesus.
表面上是说因为他听不懂，所以他不信。
Superficially, it may seem that they do not believe because they do not understand.
但是如果从圣经来讲，是因为他的内心有一个悖逆的灵在运行，在控制他。
According to the Bible, however, they have a spirit working in them, so that they become the sons of disobedience.
所以为什么信耶稣这么难？
So this is why it is so important, so difficult to believe in Jesus.
因为有一个悖逆的灵在人的心中控制人。
There is a disobeying spirit that is in the hearts of men controlling them.
那这个悖逆灵在控制人，有两个方式。
And there are two ways that the spirit can control men.
这样看第二节第一句话。
Let's read the first part of the second verse.
说你们行事为人随从今世的风俗。
It says that you once walked according to the course of this world.
什么是今世的风俗？
What does it mean to walk according to the course of this world?
就是传统。
It means to walk according to the traditions of this world.
也可以说文化。
Or the culture of this world.
我们一听到文化就觉得，这个是很现代、很高尚的。
When we think of the word culture, it means something very sophisticated and good.
如果一个人说你这个人没有文化，我们就觉得被人看成第一等了。
When you say someone is without culture, it means that they're second-class citizens.
那被人说这个人是很有文化，就等于高人一等。
If you say someone is very cultured, it means that this person is very well-read or very sophisticated.
那我们现在就想，这个文化的背后是什么？
So now let us think about the background of the word culture.
有时候我们发现了，美国有美国的文化，中国有中国的文化。
We notice that America has his own culture and China has its own culture.
因为种族不同嘛，所以文化就不一样。
Because of the differences in ethnic backgrounds, we have different cultures in different countries.
这是站在人在看事情。
And this is from the perspective of men.
但是如果站在属灵来看，
But from a spiritual perspective,
这个文化的背后就是那个空中掌权者。
What is behind this culture is the person who is in charge of the power of the air.
所以有一些文化当然是好的，但是哦，魔鬼就借这个文化在控制。
We know that there are certain cultures that are good, but Satan can use this culture to control men.
因此很多人没有办法信耶稣，是因为他周围的文化都是没有信。
And there are many people who cannot believe in Jesus because the people surrounding them do not believe in Jesus.
所以他觉得信就跟大家不一样。
And it makes him think that if he believes in Jesus, he would be different from everyone else.
那有时候不一样就不能被接受。
And if he's different from everyone else, he would not be accepted by others.
那不一样就要付代价。
And if he's different, he needs to pay the price of being different.
有时候你会觉得很孤单。
And he may feel very lonely.
所以你就，那我就选择不要信了。
And that's why this person decides not to believe.
因此这个我们没有信以前，魔鬼在控制我们是借着文化。
And so before we believe in Jesus, we were under the power of the prince, the power of devil because of this culture.
所以有时候我们要带领人来信主，要改变环境。
So when we try to bring someone to church, we need to change that person's culture or environment.
如果在一个拜偶像的文化，要把他带到没有拜偶像的地方，那就比较容易信。
If a person lives within the environment of idolatry, we need to lead this person out of that environment to believe.
所以很多带他的父母啦，年纪大的到了美国以后，他信耶稣就很简单了。
Some people may have noticed that once they have moved their parents from into America in a society without idolatry, it is easier for them to preach them.
那魔鬼要控制人，第二个方法。
The second way that the devil controls men.
第三节。
Is recorded in verse 3.
第三节，我们从前都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，总是用肉体心中所喜爱的去行。
Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh.
所以魔鬼在控制人，就是借着人里面那个罪的欲望。
The second way that the devil can control us is through the lust in our flesh.
这里叫做肉体的私欲。
And it's referred to as the lust of our flesh.
那随着肉体心中所喜好的去想。
And men will fulfill their desires.
也就是说，我感觉到好，我就去做。
And they did whatever they felt like doing.
那这个感觉到好，那个感觉很多是从罪的欲望出来的。
And a lot of the times, this desire comes from the lust of our flesh.
那就魔鬼就借着那个罪的欲望控制人。
And this is the second way that the devil controls men.
所以为什么很难信？
And why is it that it is difficult for people to believe?
因为你要改变生活方式。
Because you need to change your lifestyle.
因为对一个没有信的人来讲，我喜欢我就同居。
For an unbeliever, they may feel that if they feel like it, they can cohabit with somebody.
但是对一个信的人呢，不能这样做。
But for a believer, that is not allowable.
因为这个超过道理的范围就是情欲。
Because this would overstep the bounds of the gospel.
所以对年轻人来讲很难接受，因为你要改变。
And for the young people, this gospel is difficult to accept because they need to change their lifestyle.
所以现在这个魔鬼在控制人很难信耶稣，已经不是说显给你看吓一吓而已。
And so today, the way the devil prevents people from believing in Christ is not to just show their ugly face.
借着外在的文化风俗，借着内在的罪恶的欲望，把人两边都抓住了。
They use both the culture and the environment and also the inner lusts of our flesh to control men.
那这样的结果是什么？
And what's the end result of this?
我们看第二章的第三节下半句。
Let's see the second half of verse 3.
说本是可怒之子和别人一样。
And they were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
是我们是活在神的愤怒当中。
Means that they lived or we lived under the wrath of God.
就好像说，你我们开车如果闯了黄线或者开太快，现在警察车在外面在后面跟，我们就怕起来了。
For example, if we run the red light and we see the police with a siren flashing, and the light flashing, we become afraid.
那当人一个人过着犯罪的生活方式的时候，他面对神就是面对神的愤怒。
If a person lives in a lifestyle of sin, when he faces God, the feeling is fear.
所以虽然活在美国，
even though we live in America,
非常好的环境，
we live in a very good environment.
但是没有得到救恩以前，我们还是活在神的愤怒当中。
Before we receive salvation of God, we lived in fear of God.
那如果我们死了，那就很可怕。
And if we were to die, it would be terrible.
因为就要见到神了。
Because we would face God's wrath.
好，那信了以后有什么不同？
But what is the difference once we have believed in God?
我们看同样腓立比书的第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在耶稣基督里借着他的血已经得以亲近。十四节。
14.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为，拆毁中间隔断的墙。
13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation.
所以主耶稣的宝血叫做赎价。
The blood of Christ is the price of redemption.
我们现在信耶稣，接受洗礼，耶稣的宝血就把我们的罪洗干净。
When we believe in Christ and we are baptized, the blood of Christ washes away our sin.
那我们就跟神和好。
In this process, we are made whole. We are
是蒙神所爱的，我们就不会活在神的愤怒里面。
In this way, we are loved by God and we are reconciled with God.
所以这样我们就看信跟不信确实是相差很多。
And from this, we can tell the striking difference between the unbelievers and the believers.
好，我们再看回来看第十一节。
Let's look back to verse 11.
所以你们当纪念，我们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的，这原来是那凭着人手肉体上称为受割礼起的。十二节。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外，在所应许的租约是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Verse 11. Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands. Verse 12. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
神曾经应许给以色列百姓一块流奶与蜜之地。
God once promised the Israelites a land flowing with milk and honey.
这块地其实就指着天国。
And this land actually refers to the heavenly kingdom.
所以他们以色列百姓所有的人都向往这一块地。
And so all the Israelites look forward to inheriting this land.
但是我们不是以色列人。
But we are not Israelites.
所以在应许之约是局外人，是没有份的。
And so we originally have no part with this inheritance.
就是我们没有天国的那种盼望。
And we did not have the hope of the heavenly kingdom.
现在信了主之后就改变了。
But now that we have believed in Christ, it's changed for us.
我们看十九节。
Let us read verse 19.
那你们不再做外人跟客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
所以我们不再是局外人，我们是神家里面的人，是神国里面的人，就跟那个神的应许有份了。
Because of our belief, we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens. In this way, we have a part in the household of God.
所以后来保罗他们传道就传到外邦。
And that is why Paul, during his missionary trip, he preached to the Gentiles.
因为借着主耶稣这个恩典要临到外邦人。
It is through the grace of Christ that the gospel could reach the Gentiles.
所以还没有信主以前。
So before we believe in Christ,
我们活在世界上没有指望，没有神。第十二节的下半句。
Although we lived in this world, we had no hope because we had we did not have God.
哦，有人不同意啊，我怎么没有盼望？我天天都有我的盼望。
Some people may disagree because they feel that they have hope in their life.
不错，我们每一个阶段都有盼望。
It is true that we have hope in every stage of our life.
哦，第一个阶段大概求学。
The first stage is in the stage of studies.
哦，再来大概是就业。
The second stage of career.
哦，再来就是成家。
And the third stage of family.
哦，再来就是教养子女。
And then the later stage of raising your children.
所以每一个阶段我们都有一个目标，都有一个盼望。
At every stage, we have a goal and we have hopes for this.
那为什么圣经说没有神就没有盼望？
But why is it that the Bible tells us that if we have no, we do not have God, we have no hope?
就是这一些每一个阶段把它连在一起，请问是为什么？
Let me ask you a question. If you string together the different stages of life, what is the ultimate purpose?
请问一生到底我们在追求什么？
What is that you are pursuing in your life?
如果没有神，是没有盼望的。
If you do not have hope, if you do not have God, you have no hope.
那盼望从哪里来？
Where does hope come from?
盼望就是从主耶稣来的。
Our hope comes from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看第二章的二十二节。
Let us read chapter 2, verse 22.
你们也同造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
所以我们活在世界上到最后要变成神居住，神要住在我们里面。
And so the ultimate purpose of us living in this world is to become a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
就是有神同在。
That is to have the God abiding in us.
那我们死的有一个盼望。
And so that we have a hope. When we die.
所以这是信主以前的我跟蒙恩以后的我这样对照一个很大的改变。
And this is a stark contrast between us before we believed in God and also after we believe in God.
那这个改变叫做第十节，我们是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的。
And this change is brought about because we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
那我们就再想下一个问题。那神借着耶稣基督这样改变我们，到底为什么？
Now let us think about the next question. Why is it that God created this workmanship or God changed us? For what purpose?
第十节下半句。
Let's read verse 10, the second half.
说为着叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
It says that we were created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
所以神今天救我们，不是让我们就天天感谢神，然后就活到死上天国，就这样而已。
So the reason why God chose us to belong to him is not for us to just simply thank God every day and just wait for the time of death.
是叫我们行善。
But he called us to do good works.
有一个目的。
There is a purpose.
所以有时候我们人生有我们的目标，但是从神看起来，神有一个目的。
We all of us have our own goals in life, but God has his purpose for us.
因此我们人生活着要把我们的注意力放到那个更高的目的，神为我们预备的目的。
In our lives, we should strive to look up to the purpose that God has in mind for us.
这个就是神改造我们的目的。
And this is the reason why God has changed us.
那叫我们行善，那个善是什么？
And what is this good works that he wants us to do?
我们看米迦书。
Let's turn to the book of Micah.
米迦书的第六章第八节。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
米迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
世人啊，神已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
Verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
所以说，我们刚读说神改变我们，要叫我们行善。
We had just talked about how God changed us so that we can do good works.
然后第六章第八节，弥迦书就说，那神看起来什么是善？
And Micah chapter 6, verse 8 tells us what is good.
那神向我们所要的是什么？
and what the Lord requires of us.
这个就是我们信主以后要努力的目标。
And these are the goals that as believers we need to strive to work.
那这个叫做行善。
And to do these things means to do good.
所以行善不是很狭的定义，我拿一些钱给别人，这样我已经完了，没有什么其他的。
Therefore, doing good works does not have a very narrow definition of something such as making donations for the poor.
三点。
There are three main points.
第一个善就是要行公义。
The first goodness is to do justly.
这个行公义是对自己的要求。
And this is a requirement that we must ask of ourselves.
亚伯兰99岁，神向他显现。
God appeared to Abraham when he was 99 years old.
说你要在我面前做完全人。
He said to him, you need to be perfect in front of me.
我们看一个99岁的人，我们能要求什么？
When we see a 99-year-old man, what can we ask of him?
那责任都已经完了。
He has completed his responsibilities in life.
但是神看到亚伯兰说，你还有一个要努力。
But God tells Abraham, there's something else you need to work on.
你要在我的面前，在我的标准下做完全人。
You need to be perfect according to my standards.
这个叫做行公义。
And that is what it means to do justly.
那什么叫做在神的标准下行公义？
And what does it mean to do justly according to God's standards?
神的标准就是圣经。
The standards of God is recorded in the Bible.
所以雅各书才说，听的道理就是人对着镜子看自己。
That is why the book of James says that when a person hears the gospel of God, it's as if this person is looking at a mirror.
所以我每一次在念神的话，就是在对镜子看自己。
And every time we read the word of God, it's as if we're looking into a mirror to look at ourselves.
没有镜子，我们永远看不到我们的另外一半。
If we do not look at a mirror, we cannot see some parts of us.
我们以为前面看一看没有问题就好了。
We may feel that we are fine in the areas that we can see.
没有神的话，我们永远没有办法认识我们自己的另外一半。
If we do not have the word of God, we can never see our other side.
当我们看到神的话来对照，我们就发现我们还有很多要进步的地方。
But when we read the word of God and we compare the word of God with our own, with ourselves, we'll find areas of improvement.
那我们设定目标，这样一直去努力，信仰变成活的。
If we can set goals for ourselves to work on, we'll find our faith is alive.
所以有时候为什么我们看到有的人信主久了，这个信仰好像无精打采，一点力量都没有。
Sometimes we see old believers that do not have a lively faith.
我们发现有一个共同现象。
And I noticed that there is a common theme.
就他信仰中没有目标。
It is because this person or this person does not have a goal in his spiritual life.
没有目标，你就不需要动啊。没有不动，就是静，静就是没有进步。
If you do not have a goal, you do not need to move forward. And if you do not have a goal to move forward, you become very stale.
所以这个信仰就变成死沉沉了。
And so this faith becomes dead.
那我们一旦有一个目标
，But once we have a goal,
主耶稣说你要完全。
Jesus tells us that we need to be perfect,
像你天父一样完全。
Like our heavenly Father who is perfect.
忽然间我们发现有一个目标。
We will find that we have a goal.
那你开始去追求，这个信仰就是动态的，动态就是活泼的。
Once we know this, we will begin to pursue this goal and our faith will be alive.
所以怎么样这个信仰会活起来？
So how can we revive our faith?
我们要常常看自己。
We need to reflect.
从圣经看自己。
We need to read the word of God and reflect upon ourselves.
设定目标，一直进步。
We need to set goals for ourselves to improve.
这样信仰才不会信久了没有力量，无精打采，这样的信仰不能荣耀神。
So that we will not find ourselves in a situation where our faith is not alive and we do not glorify God.
因为我们没有在进步。
Because if we do not improve or move forward, we will not glorify God.
圣经的标准很高。
The standards of the Bible are set very high.
主耶稣说你们要完全，前面一句话是什么？
What is the verse before the verse where Jesus said, you shall be perfect?
要爱仇敌。
He mentioned that we need to love our enemies.
所以我们如果在生活中有任何一个敌人，我不喜欢，我很讨厌，这个就是我们要努力的目标。
If we have enemies in our lives, or we have people that we do not like in our lives, it is not good.
这个就是证明我们的爱不够。
We need to work on improving from this, and it shows that we do not have enough love.
那当我们一直祷告，被神的爱充满。
But if we continue to pray and the love of God fills us,
我们再看那一个人，你会觉得很可怜。
When we look at the same person again, we'll find this person very pitiful.
所以主耶稣说，求神赦免他。
And we will ask the Lord Jesus to forgive this person.
为什么主耶稣可以这样祷告？
Why is it that the Lord Jesus could pray in the way he did?
因为他充满着爱，他看那个钉他的人很可怜。
Because he was full of love and he was able to have a heart of compassion on those who nailed him on the cross.
我们有这样的目标，一直在追求，忽然间我们发现我们在进步了。
And if we continue to pursue these goals, we will find that we continue to move forward.
信仰活泼了。
And our faith will be alive.
神的名也荣耀了。
And the name of God will be glorified.
所以第一个就是行公义。
So the first is to do justly.
要在神面前立志做完全人。
We must determine to be perfect in front of God.
那第二个。
The second.
我们回来到弥迦书六章八节。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
这个神认为善，他要我们向我们所要的第二点就是好怜悯。
And the second requirement God has of us is to love mercy.
这个好怜悯就是我们对别人的态度。
And it's related to the way we treat others.
行善是很重要的。
It is good to perform charity.
我们在美国有一个文化非常好，就是义工。
There's a very good culture in America that is the spirit of volunteerism.
所以有时候你看到有的人他要看病，没有人能够载他，你到医院里面去登记，就有很多人会来载你。
For example, if you're sick and you do not have rights to go to the hospital, there are volunteers that work for the hospital who will pick you up from your home.
那这些人都有一个心呢，就是行善。
These people volunteer them their time because they have a heart to do good.
这个就是这个文化的优点。
And this is the strength of this culture.
所以当我们有这个好怜悯的时候，我们就发现我们活着不只是为自己活。
If we have the heart to love mercy, we find that we no longer live for ourselves.
我们也为别人的好处在活。
We also live for the good of others.
我们不单是顾自己，我们也顾别人。
We not only care for our own business, we also care for other people's business.
这样叫做行善。
And this is what it means to do good.
那最大的善是什么？
What is the greatest good you can do?
传福音给别人。
That is to preach the gospel to others.
因为这是永远不会消失的价值。
Because this is worth, this has a worth that will never disappear.
所以到底神在基督里面造我们要做什么？
So what is the purpose of God creating us in Christ?
要行善。
That is for us to do good.
那什么善？
What kind of good?
就是传福音，带领人来归入主的恩典下。
To preach the gospel, to lead others to believe in Christ.
我们每一次联会完，就是准备下一次联会的开始。
Every time after our spiritual convocation, we continue to prepare for the next one.
那一个人要受洗，如果十大信条查考、十条诫命查考，大概半年跑不掉。
For someone to learn about the Word of God, to learn the basic beliefs and the Ten Commandments, it would take a good 6 months.
所以每一次联会完，我们就开始来预备下一次，赶快带慕道朋友来，为他祷告、见证给他听，这样啊。来行善。
That is why after every spiritual convocation, we would immediately start preparing for the next one.
好，那这样我们这样有怜悯的心去撒种，那我们就要收割。
If we have this heart of mercy to spread the seed of the gospel, we will be able to reap the harvest.
我们就会欢欢喜喜的来收割。
And we will be able to harvest in joy.
那因为大家都是有怜悯的心，我们就发现当信徒全部都在一起的时候是非常温暖的，因为大家充满着爱。
And because everyone has a heart of mercy, when people gather together to have fellowship, it is a very wonderful feeling.
所以我们看到有一个人有什么需要我们大家来关心他我们做不到的，我们来为他祷告。
And when we notice someone has needs, we can help them physically. And if it's something we cannot help physically, we can pray for them.
用我们有的去补别人的不足，那别人有的来补我们的不足。
We use what we have to help others in need, and others will use what they have to help us where we're lacking.
那这样有一个爱心的流动，我们就发现教会的生活非常温暖。
And because of this movement of love, we will find that it is very joyful to be in the family of God.
这个就是我们神要我们做的善。
And this is the type of good that God wants us to do.
好，我们再回来看弥迦书六章八节。
Let's turn back to Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
最后一句话。
The last verse.
存谦卑的心与神同行。
That is to walk humbly with our God.
什么是善？
What is good?
就是存谦卑的心与神同行。
It is to walk humbly with our God.
这个也就是说把神尊重他当神了。
It means to respect God as God.
所以耶稣的前面为什么我们常常加一个主耶稣？
Why is it that when we say, call on the name of Jesus, we often add the word Lord in front of the word Jesus?
这个主就是承认他是我的主人，他是我的主宰。
We call him Lord Jesus because we acknowledge that he is our Lord and he controls us.
那怎么去承认神是我的主人，我的主宰？
How can we acknowledge that Lord Jesus is our Lord?
我每一天的生活要求神来带领。
We need to ask him to lead our everyday life.
然后我们来跟从。
And we need to follow his instructions.
我每一个决定。
In every decision we make.
都要寻求神的旨意。
We need to seek God's will.
照神的旨意来做决定。
We need to make our decisions according to the will of God.
那这个叫做在神面前的行善。
And that is what it means to walk humbly with our God.
我们记得雅各书里面有一个比喻。
We know that there is a parable in the book of James.
一个生意人他计划到哪一个城住一年做买卖得利。
There is a businessman who planned to go to a certain city to trade and to make money.
这个对我们来讲是太平常了，我们每天都在计划。
And to us, there's nothing unusual about this because we also make plans like him.
但是他在谈这一段的故事里面，他最后一句结论是什么？
But what is the conclusion of his parable?
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
四章十六节。
James chapter 4 verse 16.
现今你们竟然张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。
But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
结果这个生意人在神看起来是张狂夸口。
In the eyes of God, this businessman was boasting.
是恶的。
He was evil.
因为这个生意人把他自己的天族抓在自己的手里。
Why? Because the businessman wanted to control his life.
他没有想到前途是在神的手里。
He did not consider the fact that his future was actually in God's hands.
只有神愿意，我们才可以活着。
Only if God is willing that we can live.
神愿意我们才可以做这个做那个。
Only if God's willing that we can do this or that.
所以什么叫做行善？
What does it mean to do good?
就是每一天把神当作神，这样来尊重他。
It means to worship God and respect God as God in our everyday life.
那每一个决定我们都愿神的旨意行在地上。
And we allow the will of God to be on earth.
那这样在神面前叫做存谦卑的心与神同行。
And that is what it means to walk humbly with our God.
如果神不喜欢的，我就不做。
If God is not pleased with what we are about to do,
如果神喜欢的
we decide not to do it.
我就做。
And if God is pleased with our plan, we will do it.
我做不做是在乎神喜欢不喜欢。
And whether we do something or not, it depends on whether it would be pleasing to God.
当我们这样态度改变的时候，在神面前，我们就是过一个他喜欢的生活。
When we change our attitude to be one that respects God, then we would be walking humbly with our God.
这个就是神要我们做的。
And this is what God wants us to do.
所以行善有三点。
So there's three main areas that we need to do good.
对自己要要求行公义。
First, we need to ask ourselves to do justly.
做完全人。
To be perfect.
对别人要怜悯。
The second is that we need to have mercy towards others.
要关心传福音给他。
We need to care for them and preach the gospel to them.
对神要谦卑。
And the third is that we need to be humble in front of God.
凡事要尊神为大。
We need to respect God and as God.
那这个就是神在基督耶稣里面拣选我们改造我们的目的。
And this is the purpose why Jesus has, Lord Jesus has chosen us and has created in us.
叫他的名能够在我们身上得到荣耀。
So that his name can be glorified.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.